Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, Ampake Pagan. Joining me, as always, is Ian McNally. We're talking today about Resident Evil. Oh, God, they made another one.
Yes.
The last and final chapter.
Or is it?
Hey, so here's the thing. Is this, and I say this loosely, the most successful video game franchise?
I think it is.
Oh, good God.
I don't think anyone else has made six.
No.
Assassin's Creed certainly ain't gonna.
And they've made a lot of money, man.
Yeah. And I did an article for The Hyde Geek looking back at the story so far to kind of get people up to speed. And looking back over the movies, like, they're very B-movie. It's interesting it's coming out the same time as roughly the same time as Underworld Blood Wars, because they're very much...
Because you really liked that film, didn't you?
They're roughly in that same B-movie action horror hybrid sweet spot. Like, they were fun. They never set the world on fire. They were never Star Wars or Guardians of the Galaxy. But they were relatively cheap fun, and there was always like something cool. Like, looking back at that first movie, there's a moment where Mila Jovovich starts to realize she's a badass, and she's trapped by some zombie dogs. And there's a moment where she sees one, I think, and then she realizes she's a badass. She starts killing the dogs, and then there's one trapped behind she forgets about. And there's a fantastic scene where she parkours up the wall, spins, and the camera zooms around, and she kicks the dog in the face, and it's amazing.
Okay, so that is exactly what you're looking for in this sort of film,
exactly.
Right? Because you don't care about the storyline. You care a little bit about...
The filmmakers themselves don't care about the storyline.
That's right, because...
Every movie has a setup for the next movie that they ignore within the first 30 seconds of the next movie.
No, which is why I was going to say, you wrote this nice article for The Hype Geek, and it's like you wasted your time.
Yes.
Because here's Paul W.S. Anderson, who's done all of them.
Yeah, well, he directed three of them, but he wrote all of them.
Yes.
Now, after they threw out George A. Romero's script for the first one.
Correct, mind you. Now, he's been involved in all of them.
Yeah.
If you've been involved in all of them, you should have some sense of continuity.
Yes.
You have the control, my friend.
Yeah.
And yet, there is absolutely no sense of continuity.
This is a discount bargain basement cookie cutter post-apocalyptic tale in which you care about nobody.
You care about no
one. Literally, some characters don't even get named before they're eaten. And even when they do get named, you just don't care. There's nothing in this film that lives up to that dog scene or Alice coming through the church windows in Apocalypse.
Correct.
Or the laser grid scenes that they reuse in a lot of them. And then there's nonsensical multiple clones happen just because reasons.
And you can even look beyond some of that if there were the cool action set pieces.
There's nothing. It's all muddy. It's all shot blurrily, hastily, all too close up as well. There's nothing like, aha, did you see that cool move? None of that. It's really bizarre. Like, but they say it's the final chapter, and you think, right, this is your chance now, your last chance. So
put something into it.
Everyone who played anyone from the games, none of them is really a big star, so you can get all of them back. I'm sure they're the same price as the cookie cutter guys you got. You can do like a greatest hits package.
Also, I think it's safe to say that if you're doing a Resident Evil movie, you don't need a 10-minute exposition at the beginning of the film explaining what happened in all of the previous movies, because nobody cares.
But that exposition doesn't even address those movies. It's more about the history of the Umbrella Corporation and the T-Virus.
Which we kind of get in every movie.
But like it says, like, you know, Raccoon City blew up. That's mentioned briefly, I think. Oh, and the world's destroyed now and it's a Mad Max hellscape. But that's like... That's not even a Resident Evil thing. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
It's not a video game thing. The video games are still set in the modern day. They just went Mad Max.
Also, you could just show it.
Yeah.
You could just show it. That opening shot where the drone's flying over DC, I mean, it's shockingly prescient because Trump gets inaugurated now, today.
Mm-hmm.
It's shockingly prescient, but that's about it. And you could show it. People get it. You show that one drone shot and you're like, oh, look, Washington, DC is in ruins.
Yeah.
Something bad must have happened. It's post-apocalyptic. Job done. I don't need all of that exposition with just Mila Jovovich
telling
you the story. So this happened. Ian, and then this happened. Yeah. And then this happened. Remember this happened?
And then this. I remember that time we did this?
Yeah.
And remember how it meant nothing? Do you remember the bad guy's plan in the last one, which now makes no sense whatsoever because he's revealed it was all a ploy. So I don't know why he did that at all, and neither does he. And also now he has like a third of the lines he had and he gets killed by a door. So, okay. It's that level of looking back at the old ones, you got the feeling that Anderson was making it up as he went along. He kind of had this feel of like he was trying to outdo M. Night Shyamalan in a really lower budget way. Where it's like, oh, look, Alice is dead. Oh, no, she's not dead. But now she works for Umbrella. Or does she? And now she's a zombie, and now she's not, and now she's got a daughter who
just disappeared. And now she's a clone.
And now she's a clone. Or is she a clone? She's got an army of clones. Oh, they're all dead. Is she the original? Who cares?
Not me.
No. And then you get to the actual plot, and there's like a ticking clock introduced for this movie. It's like, you have 48 hours to save the 4,472 people who are left on this planet,
and
not including Umbrella employees.
And she is passed out for about 36 of those hours.
Yes. And she also is like, well, I've got a good 18 hours to get to that place about a mile away, get this virus that will solve, antivirus that will solve everything, and then I can come back here and save you guys. Because the bad guys aren't going to arrive here for another 6 hours, right? No. They do all this nonsensical crap so that it comes down to, we've only got 36 minutes left. And it's like, you could have walked there and back by now.
And then you meet all of these new characters halfway through the film, which you care nothing about.
No.
And then there are all these weird action beats where they pick them off one by one, literally one by one.
But you don't care. That is the formula. They're not even caring themselves to give them characters. Ooh, look, this guy's got like an axey thing with a skull on the end.
There is one line in the film where Mila Jovovich goes, "This is why I'm here. This is what I was born to do."
Mm.
At which point you lean over to me and you go, "What, make these Resident Evil movies?"
Yes, or it feels like it's been my whole life.
Yeah, that's
watching this movie, it feels like it's been my whole life.
All she's done.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an awful, awful film. Paul W.S. Anderson, stop making movies.
Yeah, I mean, even for him, he's really phoning it in. I don't understand why you would even bother. And then it has the audacity to call itself the final chapter and set everything up to finish it off and then completely ignores that.
No. No.
It doesn't even
There is no resolution. It doesn't end it.
Yeah. It's like, I guess I'm still required. I'm still needed for a while. It's
ha
like,
ha ha. Wink.
What? Lame. And what are you going to do? What's going to be next? The final chapter, part two?
I've got a whole list of names. Resident Evil. Good God, another one.
Well, maybe
Resident Evil. This is the last one, we promise. Yeah. Really? God, yes, please, make it stop.
Resident Evil, the retirement plan for Mila.
Resident Evil Zero, the reboot.
Oh, well,
that's coming.
Well, that'll be, they're finally just killing this off so they can start off President Evil.
I like how you've been building up for that joke, Ian. Well done, my friend. You get a slow clap for that.
It's not worth your time. Even fans of the series are not going to like this. So, yeah, skip it. It needs a bullet between the eyes.
I think fans of the series have given up a long time ago.
Mm.
They've got 28 days later.
Yeah.
Go watch that again.
Go watch KL24 Zombies. It's literally better than this.
Yeah. And that's on YouTube. And it's free.
Yeah.
And you will have a blast.
And you can take your shoes off when you watch that
one. Hey, and no one will pick on you for doing it, right? You can talk as loud as you want while you're watching KL24 Zombies. But no, Resident Evil, you know how on the show we always tell people, hey, you know what? Go watch the movie because we want to talk to you about it. Mm. No, don't watch this movie. We don't want to talk to you about it.
Who would have thought that like Monster Trucks was better than this?
Actually, if you really have seen all the movies in the cinema twice,
yeah,
then maybe go watch Monster Trucks and skip this one, yeah, right? But I have to say, it's been a blockbuster 2 weeks for movies in Malaysian cinemas, right? La La Land, Arrival, A Monster Calls, Allied, now Split.
Yeah.
You are spoilt for choice. You really don't need to go watch this movie.
No. Game over.
But if you have, for some reason, been dragged along to watch this movie, you can tweet us. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
And tell us how much you hate this movie. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store,
you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.